With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. A federal appeals court has upheld Montana's campaign finance reform law by rejecting a group's claims that it's vague and overly broad. A three-judge panel of the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals said in an order yesterday that the 2015 state law to increase campaign reporting and disclosure meets constitutional muster. A group called Montanans for Community Development sued to strike down the law because it wanted to distribute mailers before the 2016 election that would have named candidates as impeding coal development. The group was unwilling to register and disclose its donors and spending as required under the 2015 Disclose Act. The judicial panel called the group's constitutional claims against the law scattershot and said its argument that the act's requirement to file electronic campaign reports may be unconstitutional is, quote, absurd. Wyoming today approved its first grizzly bear hunt in 44 years. State wildlife commissioners voted unanimously to do so. Commissioner Mike Schmid commended the Wyoming Game and Fish Department for its work drafting the management plan.
They're going to manage these animals well, and just like they have everything else in this state. So I just want to say thank you guys for that.
The hunt's rules will allow up to 22 grizzlies to be killed in a wide area east and south of Yellowstone and Grand Teton National Parks. The hunt this fall will be the first in the lower 48 states since 1991, when Montana's last hunt occurred. Bears in the greater Yellowstone ecosystem haven't been hunted since 1974. Supporters say Wyoming's grizzly population can easily sustain limited hunting. The Veterans Health Care Reform Bill, co-sponsored by Montana Senator John Tester, cleared Congress today and is headed to President Trump, who's expected to sign it. Tester says the bill consolidates several programs that allow veterans to get health care outside the VA.
Our bill gets rid of the one-size-fits-all system and creates a more efficient and easier to navigate system for veterans.
The Senate cleared the bill on a 92-5 vote today, which averted a disastrous shutdown of its so-called CHOICE private sector program. CHOICE is slated to run out of money as early as next week, which would cause disruptions in care. The bill's approval comes despite concerns from some Democrats that the effort would prove costly and be used too broadly by veterans in search of top-notch care, even when the VA is able to provide treatment deemed sufficient for their needs. The University of Montana is finalizing negotiations with Barnes & Noble College for it to manage the campus bookstore. Bookstore officials say the university and the company expect to reach an agreement by the end of June. Bookstore Chief Operating Officer Eamon Fahey says the university anticipates reaching a five-year contract with the company and expects to hand over the shop's keys in July. According to tax filings, the Missoula bookstore has racked up losses of nearly $1.8 million in the last 4 years. Officials have attributed the declining revenue to falling enrollment, dropping football game attendance, and changing consumer trends. Barnes & Noble College is a subsidiary of Barnes & Noble Education, which is separate from the publicly traded bookstore company. A Montana man has been sentenced to 15 years in prison after pleading guilty to illegally exporting high-caliber handguns to customers in countries with strict weapons laws. Prosecutors said Eric Daniel Doyle of Kalispell shipped 25 to 35 firearms to customers in Australia, Norway, Sweden, Denmark, the United Kingdom, and Canada. He was sentenced today by U.S. District Judge Donald Malloy in Missoula. Doyle had sought a prison term of just over 3 years, arguing his cooperation with authorities led to 17 arrests. Federal defender Andrew Nelson says he will pursue an appeal on his client's behalf. Four Montana accomplices were previously sentenced using Doyle's uncle, Jay Isles.
With Montana News, I'm Rosie Costin. Protesters are marching in Great Falls this evening to rally opposition to the proposed Keystone XL pipeline. The event was organized by groups suing in federal court to overturn the Trump administration's presidential permit for the pipeline to run from Alberta, Canada, across northeast Montana, down to Nebraska. Corin Cates Carney reports.
There's about 40 people here walking along the River's Edge Trail in Great Falls holding signs and chanting. They're marching to the West Bank Park behind the federal courthouse, where tomorrow morning Judge Brian Morris will hear arguments in the case brought by Northern Plains Resource Council and four other conservation groups and tribal groups. The groups plan to argue that the federal government's environmental review of the Keystone XL was insufficient. Protesters here say that if the pipeline goes in and runs through Montana, it will threaten their drinking and irrigation water. But government lawyers and industry advocates say the environmental impacts of the proposed pipeline were studied for nearly a decade, and a pipeline is the safest way to transport oil. Landowners and tribal members who live near the pipeline's proposed path spoke against the pipeline proposal during the march this afternoon. I'm Corin Cates-Carney, Montana Public Radio in Great Falls.